Spending a few minutes now with Westchester University men's basketball coach Damian Blair. His squad 15-5 and on a roll right now. They have won 9 straight games heading into a matchup Wednesday night. And first of all, coach, congratulations on the success. I know there's still work to do, but you got to be happy with the way the team's come together at this point.
Thanks, Matt. We are. We're just trying to get better every day, and hopefully we continue to play good, sound basketball.
What's the difference between the 9-game winning streak and the 6-5 start?
Well, the 6-5 start, our point guard, Matt Penicow, got hurt in the first game, in the first half, and was out for 4 or 5 games. And it definitely knocked us off balance. We had to play our backup point guard. We actually moved our 2 and our 3 guard to the point guard position. We struggled to find ourselves. When he got back, we got back to playing Westchester basketball and doing the things that we do in order to win games.
Was there a game or a practice when you could really see, okay, we're back on track and we're gonna start doing some damage now?
Not really. We've been talking about from day one, let's just try to get better every day and build on, you know, every practice and every game. And you know, once we lost those few games in the beginning of the year, our focus was, okay, let's try to make a run late once we get everybody healthy, get all our pieces in place. And, you know, if we can play good on the defensive end and execute offensively, we got a shot. And then we started to do that game by game. So we've been fortunate enough that the ball has been going in the hole for us and everybody's been healthy and hopefully it continues to go in that direction.
Last couple of weeks offensively, the numbers are impressive. The consistency, like 87, 86, 82, 88, as far as points scored. Is that where you want to be? Is that your comfort zone? You feel with your team on at full health, you can get into the mid-80s consistently?
Yeah, to be honest with you, before the season started, we wanted to be in the 90s. At the beginning of the year, Tim Tora was playing unbelievably in the post for us. And, you know, we also have some other post players that can finish around the basket and also step behind a 3-point line and knock down some shots. Now, the NCAA has changed the rules a little bit, and there's more of a focus on, you know, not allowing the kids to be as physical. So in our last 2 games, one of our better players, Frank Rokins, has fouled out of both games, you know, has not been a factor on the offensive end. So I think, you know, when we, you know, get him back to where he needs to be, and he can put some points on the board for us, I think we can get into the 90s.
Where's the group defensively at this point?
Not where I would like us to be. You know, I'm a stickler for making sure that we're in the right spot and we're rotating the right way and we're playing with intensity. We're challenging every shot. And for the most part, we're doing that. But we got to get better at rebounding on the defensive end. For majority of the year, we've been one of the top 5 teams in the country in rebounding, and that's one area that I think that we've lost our focus, and we need to pay more attention to detail and doing a really good job of rebounding on both ends of the floor.
We've mentioned a couple of players. We haven't talked about Jackson Highland, Malik Jackson, your top 2 scorers. What are they bringing to the table to lead the way offensively?
Well, they first bring experience on both ends of the floor. Jackson has been playing and Malik has been playing since they've been freshmen, and they can guard multiple spots. On the offensive side of the floor, they score in different ways. You know, Jackson can hit a 3. He's probably one of the best finishers in the country. Malik is probably one of the best shooters in the country. So we expect a lot from them. And I know moving forward, there some teams are going to try to negate their offensive talents to try to shut us down, and so it's going to be a challenge for them to be able to fight through some of those obstacles.